Virginia Woolf is one of the English language's most celebrated authors. But in her day, she was known for more than just her stories. Woolf's social justice positions continue to inspire newer generations, and they are the focus of the 29th Annual International Conference on Virginia Woolf, coming up in 2 weeks at Mount St. Joseph University. Joining me now to discuss is Mount St. Joseph Liberal Arts Associate Professor Drew Shannon. Welcome, Drew.
Hi, good to be here. Thank you.
I was looking at your bio on the Mount St. Joe website, and I've highlighted a portion of it. He is currently working to expand his doctoral dissertation into a book to be titled The Deep Old Desk, A Biography of the Diary of Virginia Woolf. He has presented at dozens of literary conferences, published critical articles and essays in several books and academic journals, and a monograph from Cecil Woolf Publishers in London entitled How Should One Read a Marriage? Private Writings, Public Readings, and Leonard and Virginia Woolf. And he currently serves as the historian bibliographer of the International Virginia Woolf Society, as well as on the editorial board of Woolf Studies Annual. So you like Virginia Woolf?
I do, very much.
How did this fascination with this author get started for you?
It actually got started. I was an English major at Xavier University here in town, and I studied Virginia Woolf marginally there, not in a whole lot of depth. And it wasn't until 1998 when Michael Cunningham's novel The Hours came out, and I read it and became completely obsessed with her. So that's what started all of this. It's entirely Michael Cunningham's fault.
How about that? I'll let him know that.
I got to meet him once and tell him that.
Oh, so cool.
He's a terrific, terrific person.
So this will be the 29th year of this conference.
Yes.
And you were telling me before we got started here that this is an annual event that travels. So it's not a Mount St. Joe thing. This is a big deal.
No. This is an international conference, and it's hosted in various nations throughout the world, usually the United States or the United Kingdom. But it's been in the UK for the last 3 years. So this is the first time it's been in the States for a while.
So did you have a hand in bringing it to Mount St. Joe?
I did. I volunteered. And usually whoever volunteers gets the gig.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. So what is the history behind this international conference dedicated to Virginia Woolf?
Well, Virginia Woolf was quite famous in her own lifetime and got a great deal of critical attention, of course, but it wasn't until the 1960s and 1970s in the U.S. that she became a figure that the feminist movement took up. And the conferences began in 1990 and just really serve as a forum for Woolf scholars to get together on an annual basis and discuss her work, present papers, give talks, give lectures, etc. It's a very vibrant academic community, and it's a very nurturing one as well. That's not necessarily always the case with academic communities, unfortunately. But the Virginia Woolf community is a really warm, caring, nurturing environment. Sometimes I wonder what she would think about this kind of attention. And I would like to believe that she's proud of the fact that we have such a vibrant community in her name.
How well known was the author's social justice positions known during her lifetime?
Not particularly well. She wrote a book called A Room of One's Own, which many people have heard of, and that was a manifesto about what women need to be creative. In the late 1930s, she wrote a sort of sequel to that called Three Guineas, which is a book that has a lot of relevance today in that it talks about the links between the oppression of women and the rise of fascism. And she got a great deal of flack for that in the 1930s. I think that if you read it now, you see how prescient she was about many of those issues.
So is this conference each year, is it brought about with a different theme? And
yes.
You've chosen social justice
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that you put a call out for the papers that could be presented at this event coming
right.
up. What type of response did you get? What type of I guess diversity are we going to see about it?
Well, we've got nearly 200 people participating, coming from all over the globe, as far away as China, Japan, all of Europe, Australia. And the people seem to be very, very engaged with this theme. And I can't help but think that that's probably because of the sort of current political environment that we're in. And the ideas that Woolf represented have a great deal of resonance at this moment, particularly in America and the UK.
I saw just a couple of headlines, just simple Google searches of Virginia Woolf plus social justice
mm-hmm.
or plus Me Too. And one headline from the Huffington Post a few years ago said, why Virginia Woolf should be your feminist role model.
Mm-hmm.
Last fall in the Stanford Daily, an op-ed explored Virginia Woolf in the context of the Me Too movement. I just wanted to read a quick piece of that. Woolf identifies an aching, all-consuming duty women feel toward everyone around them, but men in particular. Women feel responsible for the emotion emotional well-being of the people in their lives, Wolf explores this entrapment in To the Lighthouse. The novel features what, at first glance, appears to be the typical Victorian woman, the angel in the home, Mrs. Ramsay. Wolf, however, quickly makes apparent that this model of femininity will not remain upright in her novel. How do people who support the efforts of Me Too utilize Wolf or turn to Wolf for perspective?
I think that, by and large, the people I know who see Wolf as a role model in this area acknowledge the fact that she herself was a survivor of sexual abuse in her childhood. And there was a period in the 1970s in particular where she was viewed largely as a victim. And into the 1980s, a lot of people viewed her as a victim of this abuse. And I don't agree with that position. I see her as someone who overcame what happened to her and led an incredibly productive life. When you look at the amount of work that she did on a daily basis, if you look at the amount of writing she did, literary criticism, novels, essays, etc., this is someone who overcame, in many ways, the trauma that she experienced. And I'm one of those people who refuses to see her as a victim. So I think that is one of the ways in which she is a good role model at this moment in the Me Too movement, because she is someone who did not succumb. She, of course, suffered tremendously from that trauma, but she did not let it destroy her life.
The 29th Annual International Conference on Virginia Woolf is coming up June 6th through the 9th at Mount St. Joseph University. I want to thank Liberal Arts Associate Professor Drew Shannon for being here to tell us all about it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our show can be found online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.